There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, language lovers, to an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Join us as we examine a word. Welcome, welcome, kind friends, and thank you for joining me for today's episode of an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Today, we are getting a little scientific and a little philosophical. So, strap yourselves in and prepare to think hard as we discuss today's word, hylozoism. Hylozoism is the doctrine that all matter has life, or any system that views all matter as alive, either in itself or by participation in the operation of a world soul or some similar principle. Now, I told you we were getting deep today. This view dates back as early as the 5th and 6th century Greek philosophers, who considered the magnet to be alive because of its attractive powers, or air as divine because of its spontaneous power of movement, or because of its essentiality for life in animals. The word itself comes from the late 17th century, from hylo, meaning matter, and the Greek zoe, meaning life. Hylozoism is distinguished from the concept of hylopsychism, or possessing a mind. This is also known as panpsychism, which is the view that the mind, or mind-like feature, is a fundamental and ubiquitous feature of reality. These two concepts become hard to distinguish in practice, however, because ancient hylozoists regarded the spirits of plants and materials alive and thus conscious. Panpsychism comes from the Greek pan, meaning all, everything, or whole, and psyche, meaning soul or mind. The use of psyche is sometimes regarded as controversial in this context because it is often synonymous with soul, which gives us supernatural connotations. But more commonly found words to describe psyche include mind, mental properties, a mental aspect, and experience. Isn't language wonderful?